Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Very different.
No, I know, right? Yeah, so yeah. Exactly.
That was my bad. You know, where the sound was coming through to hear, so I grabbed it.
Yeah, she didn't have earphones, so she was kind of playing off of just a light sound. And that, right. Okay, but we do have more songs from her. And yeah, I don't know. There's one that just says track four. I don't know what that one is, but.
Well, that one is actually a duet.
It's a duet?
Johnny and I do.
Oh, okay.
And we decided to do it as a duet a long time ago, and we were always saying, you know, gee, we wish that Linda Ronstadt and Elvis met.
Oh, they never met?
Because we thought, well, they've never met, but they should have in that day and age. So in my research on the song, I found out that they did meet, they did date, and they recorded the song together.
Oh, amazing, because that was going to be one of my questions, if they hooked up, right? So
they did.
Wow.
Well, like our guitar player says, Linda dated everyone.
You heard it here on CJSF, yes. Okay, so yeah, you guys want to do the duet now then?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay, I'm going to, like I said, put your volumes down just a touch. Okay, here we go with Love Me Tender.
It will be better at the theater.
That's right. So, yeah. So tell everyone again where about the show. So it was going to be in New Westminster.
Yes.
Yeah. House of Comedy.
Yeah. Right? So out of all places, a comedy theater, right? You never thought a show would be at a comedy theater. Luckily enough, we talked to Finn and Dino, and they gave us the green light to do it. And I'm very, very shocked. I'm very, very excited, and we're very, very grateful for them to give us a chance. You know, they'd never really heard of us and all that stuff. We just showed them our videos and our promo shots and what we've done, and they said, okay, let's give them a shot. And that's what I like, you know. And this goes for, like, you know, Legion, like all places for mm-hmm. us, you know, Dawn and that. When we try to go out there and get shows,
yeah,
these managers and that give us a chance. How you know, right? And it's great that these guys, you know, opening their theater to us so we can give them a chance, like give us a chance to shine and just show us, you know. And we're doing really good so far. So and so we thought we'd just come on here and push out to the Burnaby area and all that stuff and get more people in. It's going to be a great show. It's a great theater. It's an old theater, but it's new. And it gives that Vegas vibe. We were in there, and it kind of gave me that, like, the Hilton.
Yes, that's what stuff. It says on your poster there, yeah. Las Vegas style. Yeah.
And a lot of people get confused, like, I don't know if people are not really reading the poster, but mm-hmm. it's actually with a band, live band. And, you know, everyone comes up to us and it's like, oh, you guys perform with tracks? I was like, no, on there it says the Rockers Band. So we'll be performing with my band, and, you know, the Rockers are going to lend this stuff. And it's going to be great. It's just going to be live. It's going to be raw. It's going to be fresh.
And they're great.
And they're great. Yeah.
They really are. And Troopers. We're really encouraging people to come dressed in the 70s.
Yes.
We're looking for go-go dancers, you know, and we just want to reenact the show, but kind of throw in Linda if they had ever done a show together. We'll be bringing in some of the choir that I belong to, some of them for some of the bigger Elvis songs, doing backup there.
Oh, amazing.
And a couple of other surprises. Linda did a trio album with Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris.
No way!
And so we're going to do one of the songs, myself and two friends, and sort of emulate that. There's so much material between Linda and Elvis. We could go on forever. But I think the most exciting part is that Johnny and I started singing together quite a bit, just through, you know, our shows or karaoke or whatever. And it's just become such a wonderful, magical time for us to sing together. Yeah. So we will be doing some duets that were sort of originally done with Elvis and his hologram, you know, with Celine Dion, with Lisa Marie Presley, and some other people. So it's going to be a really different kind of show. It's not just sit there. We want everybody involved. There's dinner, there's drinks, there's...
Wow, dinner and drinks. Well, so you can order at the... Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing about this theater, too, is we want a theater that was going to be spacious and all that stuff. Law theaters, they're like the theater seating. You sit in a row. Cool thing about this theater is there are tables and chairs.
Nice.
So we can also have the option, too, if we want to, you know, maybe in the two front tables in front of the stage, move those out of the way. People can actually dance. And there's food and drinks, too. So good food and drinks, yes. And that's another bonus, because a lot of theaters don't even want to have water in the theaters. Mm-hmm. So this is great. So they're going to have literally a meal and a drink and alcohol, you name it. So all the refreshments and that. And it's going to be a great time. Even though it's on a Wednesday night, it's still going to be a good show because, you know, it's downtown New West. Everyone's walking by that theater, so
across from the SkyTrain.
Yeah, it's all.
Yep. Dinner there. The show starts at 6, and you're done by 9.
Yeah. Okay,
still get up for the
and the doors open. Do you know what time the doors open? So if they want to come early.
Well, we would probably say an hour before, something like that, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
We didn't, you know, really get into that.
Okay, that's okay.
Sure.
6 o'clock. Just come on down. Yes. And like I said, dress up in your groovy 70s outfit, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And we're gonna try and get some more songs in here from Shelly. Let's try Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me. All right? Here we go.
Me. Oh, poor, pitiful
So that was a tribute from to Linda Ronstadt. All right, we're going to play a break, and then we'll get to some more music after this.
We know the variants of concern are much more contagious.
COVID-19
yeah. as well.
As more contagious variants
COVID-19.
Feeling overwhelmed? COVID-19 has many of us struggling with self-isolation, financial hardship, and uncertainty. Now more than ever, it is crucial that you stay informed about how to take care of your mind. Anxiety Canada is a non-profit organization that works to provide you with resources to help improve your mental health. Just like any other skill, healthy coping takes practice, and Anxiety Canada is here to help. Visit anxietycanada.com/COVID-19 for free, evidence-based digital resources on how to cope and where you can get help. Take time to focus on yourself. And remember,
you're not alone.
All right, and we are back. We're going to try to play this song, but I'm having some technical difficulties, folks. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so while... Oh, okay, I think I can get that started. Perfect. So let's talk about other tribute artists. Who do you know?
For us?
Yeah.
Both of us? Oh, my goodness. The list goes on, I think. I mean, well, let's start off with Don here.
Yes.
You know, Don's his alter ego is Paul. And right now, he's... I always look at him right now when he's not in character. I call him the mad scientist or, you know, or science teacher.
Yeah.
You know?
Teacher,
but,
yeah.
But he is a heart of gold, helps a brother out. But, yeah, when he's in character, yeah, you're in for a treat. So... Don, we have a woman named Janice Moffat that does Loretta Lynn. We know another Janice that knows that does Patsy Cline.
Mm-hmm.
We got Roy Orbison tribute artist. I know someone that does Frank Sinatra. We have also a young guy, I forgot to mention, at the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be having an opening act. And I don't know if you've seen it on pictures or on my Facebook, my friend Danny.
Yeah, Daniel, he's going to open for you guys?
For the show. Awesome. And so with him, he doesn't really have a set tribute, but he does a variety of, you know, Dean Martin and Sinatra, Billy Joel, Elton John, and all this is on the piano.
Oh, amazing.
Just amazing. So he's going to be there with the keyboard, and it's just going to be amazing. So,
perfect.
Awesome.
And John, my co-host, he wasn't able to make it today, but John in the house, he also has some friends. I guess there's a Tom Petty show plus Johnny Cash tribute happening at the Crescent Beach Legion Club 240. So if anyone's interested in that, they could look them up. Yeah. All right. Let's get to another song. Okay, let's try and play It Doesn't Matter Anymore.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so Don, you're going to tell me about Todd. Because I'm going to play his show promo. So, yes, you tell me.
He's a warrior, that guy. He's been around. He's older than God himself, Todd. I mean, I met him in 1978.
Wow.
Am I showing my age? I was grade 8 at Burnaby Heights Junior High. He's a rock and roller, true to form, great guy. close friend. We play in a band together. We make a lot of noise over lunch together. So, and he's running a show here at CJSF as well. Lucky guy.
Yes, here he goes.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
McCluskey, the master of disaster. He's the one that taught me the board here, and we love him for that. Okay, so Johnny's got another song.
Okay, I believe this is, because I was sending a few and it was me whatever, but I'm thinking by the minutes of this song, it's a really powerful song, Elvis song. It's one of my favorites to second last before I close the show. It's awesome. You can feel it. Elvis, you know, when he does these songs, you feel it. And I just love this song. And it's a beautiful song called American Trilogy. It was done by Something Newberry, who originally wrote it. Who originally wrote that, Don? Something Newberry back in the 70s.
Help about
American Trilogy. Something, last name Newberry. Anyway, and then Elvis made it famous, and it's called American Trilogy. Take a listen.
Awesome. Okay, no, well, we're gonna play that list last. That's okay. Tell everyone where they could follow you.
Ladies first.
On Instagram and Facebook, yes.
Facebook for me, Shelley Knight. And my Linda Ronstadt tribute is called Just One Look.
Just One Look.
Yeah, and then Facebook for me, where you can find me on my regular Facebook or my Johnny Elvis Facebook page. There's two Johnny Elvis Facebook page. There's the business one right now, and then there's my Johnny Elvis kind of fan Facebook page that I've had since the beginning. The other one, the business one, I'm trying to tweak that out a little bit because I'm trying to learn that one. There's not a lot of posts on that one yet, so I'm working that one out. But you can find me on the Johnny Elvis Facebook fan page. You'll see my face on there. And then you can find me on Instagram. You can find me on TikTok, which there's different other funny content on there. Elvis, but just another side of me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
We're calling the trap. I can't walk off because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see? Oh, 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 oh. What you doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying. But we can't. Suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So I'm an old friend I know, someone to say hello, but I still see suspicion in your eyes. Here we go again, asking where I. Suspicious minds. All that love's right. Oh no. I'll dry the tears from your eyes.
truck. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying. Now don't you know what? I'm calling a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Now don't you know what? We're calling a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Now don't you know what? We're calling a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Don't you know what? We're calling a trap. I can't walk out now, baby. I hope this suit don't tear up, baby. Now don't you know what? We're calling a trap. I can't walk out now. Don't you know what? We're calling a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. We're calling a trap. I can't walk out now because I love you too much, baby.
The next show is a hip-hop show called Next Up. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Catch y'all next week.